Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Monday, noonday, March the 14th, 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brother, today, my sister, we laying the foundation. We just finished the last series. We laying the foundation for the next series because we got a lot of information to cover in the next series, and so we can't get it in all in the 7 hours. So we're doing these short introductions to let you know what the next series is going to be about and to also to fill in the blanks from the last series when we talked about the sacred cord. So today we want to talk about this ancient Greek, Hebrew, and Phoenician language. And so when we talk about the Greeks, we talk about the Hebrews, we talk about the Phoenicians, this is a Phoenician religion that echoes or that has an underlying Greek philosophy. The main essence of everything that is discussed is the fact that history, the characters of the theology of history has been lost through the translation or the transliteration of history. So the true actual events have been replaced by mythological tales and stories. This is the definition of this word, euhemerism. So euhemerism is a dangerous concept because, again, this means that somewhere in history, a myth has been glorified to a place where it has exchanged or replaced fact. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know how, and I don't know if you can really understand what I'm trying to express to you today. Because every God, as we're going into the next series, and for the rest of the shows that I have planned for this year, when we talk about, again, I'm doing a series on the light or the Trump, the last sound, that has to go with why Donald Trump is being promoted. That's a series that we got coming up, the last Trump, at the last sound, at the last Trump. Then we're going to do the series on the mayor. What is a mayor? A-M-A-R-E. So we have to break down that term because it is a cord that we have been taught that binds us. But is it something that was inside of the original design? And so when I say marriage, what is it? And why is it promoted? Now, a mare is a mature female horse. And age is a eon. It is a dispensation or a period of time. And so when we look at the mature, a mature period of time, but the word mare comes from, has a underlining word, mara, M-A-R-A. So during that series, and we're going to break down the word nightmare, where we get the word mare ridge, and we're going to talk about a ridge or a age of, I don't want to give away the series, but we want to break down that term. We're going to break down this covenant. We want to break down this belief system. We want to break down this culture. We want to break down this social norm. We want to break down the hidden codes of mare nostrum, where we get the English word marriage from. But we got to break it down. Because why? Myth has replaced fact. That is what we are talking about today. And so most of the gods that we have were once mythological stories, and they have taken on factual or real or the realization, meaning that fact or myth has replaced fact. And so when we talk about this word, again, euhemerism, again, it is based upon the myths that has now been deified. It is the deification of myths. So if you tell a story often enough and loud enough, it becomes the truth. And we have to trace all of this back because this is where we are going with this forsaken or this forbidden or this forgotten religion. Now, all of this is traced back throughout all of history, but none of us are really history buffs. I did okay in history. I like history, but I didn't study biblical history. I knew nothing of the biblical historians. I knew nothing of Philo of Biblis. And we talk about Flavius Josephus. And if you want to know anything about Christianity, anything, if you are really honestly, if you are a serious student and you wanted to study to show yourself approved and you've never heard of Flavius Josephus, it is my humble request that you stop everything you're doing and you go to do research on Flavius Josephus. Everything that you believe was given to you by Flavius Josephus, who was, again, paid by Constantine. And he was paid again to rewrite the Hebrew history. So if you don't understand that the villages of Phoenicia or Canaan were both the same, that is, again, our history, but we don't know it because nobody talks about it. If you go to seminary or the cemetery, and do they teach you that in the cemetery or the seminary? They give you some of it, but they don't break down that Hermes, Mercury, and Thoth are all the same person, just in different pieces of history. The Greeks, he's Hermes. To the Romans, he's Mercury. To the Egyptians, he's Thoth. And so we have not been taught, again, that the word, again, where we get the word phon or phone comes from the word phonician or phony phonician. Phony means fake. So hooked on phony, hooked on a phony language. So we got hooked on phonics, and we sing it. Hooked on phonics works for me. Phonics means phony. And so now that we got a phony system that was given to us by phony or fake phonicians or definitions, this is all part of this mythological, again, because the name phonician is derived from the word phoenix. And so out of the ashes, the phoenix arises. And so we got to do a show on the phonicians or the phoenix, because the phoenix, again, gave us something. What did they give us? Fetters. What are fetters? Letters. So we have these letters that was given to us by these fake phonicians or these definitions. And so there is another character, again, that talks about this Greek god. And this Greek god, again, is where we get all of our information. And one of these Greek gods, again, according to the phonicians, is this gentleman by the name of, again, Philo of Byblos, B-Y-B-L-O-S. So Byblos is where we get the word Bible, or one of the reasons, or one of the words, or one of the foundations of the words Bible, because it comes from Byblos, B-Y-B-L-O-S. But if we don't understand Byblos, and we don't know what Byblos means in the history of the Byblos, then we don't understand tonight's message, or today's message. Today we want to break down in 5 minutes, that this word, euhemerism, a long word spelled E, and hopefully, again, I'm pronouncing it correctly, you know, my phonics, thankfully. I never learned phonics, so I never learned phony. So most people don't know, because most people think that phony is now real, and real is phony, because they have exchange. Now we suffer from reverse. We suffer from reverse intention. So now what is phony is real. And what is real is phony. So I come to you and I'm real and you think I'm phony. And somebody can come to you that's phony and you think they're real. Because why? They got phonicians. They understand phonics. So my flaw, the best thing that ever happened to me, is I'm a dummy. According to the world system, okay, I'm not good in math, I'm not good in music, and I'm not good at language. Those are the three. In order to be a good phony person, you got to be good at math, music, and language. That's how you fit into the system. I don't fit, brother. I'm a man without a country. Everywhere I go, I stand out. So when I come to you and I'm being honest with you, you think I'm phony. Why? Because everything I do is contrary to the system. The system says, pay your taxes. I don't do that. The system says get up every day and go to work. I don't do that. The system says, you know, get a house, white picket fence, 2.5 kids, you know, car, you know, the system. That's the American dream. The American dream is a nightmare. So I didn't buy into the American dream because I didn't fit. So all my life I've been trying to be a part of the system, but I didn't fit into the system because thankfully God created me with a flaw. He put a thorn in my side like he did Paul. And he says, Paul asked 3 times. I asked God 100,000 times, please take this. I wanted so much to be like my brother. Man, my brother was my hero. My brother was, oh, man, I remember in high school, my brother was in the paper every week for football. And he graduated in the top 5 of his class. He had scholarships all over the country. My brother was my hero because he fit into the system. But me, I was a loser. My grandmother used to always tell me, why don't you let your brother Glenn? That fool gets up at 6 o'clock on a Saturday and go cut the grass. Your black behind is in the bed asleep. Get up, boy. Man, that's all I heard. Straight A's. He's all American. Every girl in school wanted him. Nobody knew who the hell I was. I didn't go to my own high school graduation. You think they missed me? Nobody missed me because I was a nobody. I did not fit, brothers. I still don't fit. That's the greatest gift. Now, my weakness, in my weakness, he's made strong. I thank God every day that I'm a dummy. Oh, man, you have no idea, because words have no effect on me because you call me somewhere. I don't know what it means. I got to go look it up. So your energy doesn't affect me. So people tell me all the time that I don't have no emotion because, again, I'm not even emotional because I didn't buy into the system. And so the language doesn't affect my body the way it affects yours. So this word means that the system that was created replaced the original system, and it has been reverse engineered. So now we have a copy of heaven on earth, but it's in reverse. And do you know that this Greek word means happy or prosperous? Let me say that again. In our Declaration of Independence, it says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Go to the Luciferian Bible. Go to the Book of the Dead. Go to the Book of the Law. The definition of Satanism means do as thy wilt, as thy wilt. That means you do what makes you feel good. You want to be happy and prosperous. The word prosperous is the word phosphorus. Let me say that again. Somebody needs to write this down. Please. This is really important. The word prosperous comes from the word phosphorus. Let me say that again. This is where we're going. I don't know if you understand. I wish I had a way to transfigure or to transpose my God's energy onto you. I wish I could do that. I wish I could just download it to you. Because if you don't understand nothing, everything in this world, the Bible says that friendship with this world makes you an enemy of God. The Bible says anybody that wishes to find his life will lose it. Anybody that loses his life will find it. So prosperous means phosphorus. Prosperous means phosphorus. Prosperous means phosphorus. Phosphorus is another name for Lucifer. Anyone who's prosperous is phosphorus. Anyone who has phosphorus is prosperous. I don't know if you understand. Do you really honestly think, man, come on, you guys are logical people. Right now there's this person on my Facebook page who posts all of this stuff because her boyfriend listened to one of my messages and came home and said that, hey, I don't want to have sex with you no more. So she's on my Facebook page pissed off and angry. Go to my Facebook page and look at all of the posts she puts on there. I don't know this person. I don't know her boyfriend. I don't know. So just knucklehead, why do you think all my messages come with a warning? If you are a young hatchling, please don't listen to me. Please, man, I will ruin your life. Do not listen to my shows. Do not buy my books. And do not buy a Dear Kenny report from me. It will ruin your life. If you are a new believer, do not listen to me. If you are a new believer, do not listen to me. Free shows, don't buy my books. Do you think I sell my stuff to everybody? Do you know how many people I turn down money? Because I know it's going to ruin that young kid who listened to my show, went home to his girlfriend and told her, I don't want to have sex with you no more. Did I say that? Hell no. I have sex more than anybody on the planet. I need you to understand what it is. Just because sugar is bad for you, that don't mean that you stop eating it. It means that you understand it so it doesn't have control over you. You control it. I eat sugar when I want to. Sugar don't make me eat it. I eat it when I want to. I have sex when I want to. Sex don't control me. I control it. Lucifer don't control me. I control Lucifer is my dog. I don't work for him. He works for me. And it's important that you understand that, brother, because you're in this system. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. You're who should have control over the world. The world doesn't have control over him. That's the message. You think you're going to get out of this world? You go up there and wrap yourself in a sheet and go to the woods and hang out like a monk. What does that do? How many lives are you going to affect? Zero. To be effective, you need to be in the trenches. What good is it to be this great warrior and you never go to war? You want to be effective, brother? Go where you're needed. Yahushua became a pagan to save pagans. I don't know if you understand. This term is the foundation because prosperous is phosphorus. This word, brothers and sisters, euhemerism, is the rationalization of the method of interpretation. Notice the terms, because the terms establish your prison sentence. How long are you confined to this prison is based upon the terms. That's the length. It is the rationalization of the method of interpretation. The rationalization, that means you determine if it's rational or not. Just like the word God. God is your opinion, not mine, yours. So this word, my brothers, let me understand what you got right now. Right now, you live in a world where historical events have been replaced with mythological figures. Myths. Do you know what a myth is? This is what we live in, man. This is our world. And so some knucklehead going to come up to you with a myth, and he's going to present it to you as fact. And you're going to swallow it. You're going to lap it up. Oh, yeah, brother, that's good. Come on, man. We can no longer do that. The time is too short. Somebody comes to you talking cray-cray stuff, and it don't register with your spirit. So you mean to tell me you're a black Hebrew white Israelite and you believe that the black people are gods and you should kill all the white folks? Does that make sense to you? I mean, come on, man. Really? Or you're a white man and you join a KKK or you're part of the Brotherhood of the Snake and you went, you can go right now and you can roll in the Brotherhood of the Snake or the White Brotherhood. Don't believe me? Go to Google and type in White Brotherhood. There's a little form. Fill it out. And you can enroll and become a member of the White Brotherhood. What do they promote? The caucus, the Caucasian. You ain't got to be one. So you mean to tell me this is about money, man? This is about mammon. This is about Ammon. Who is Ammon? Who was the Ammonites? They were Nephilim. The Ammonites, anything with an ite in the Bible, please go to the Old Testament. Look up all of the ites. The Ammonites, the Mesraites, the Jezebites, all of the ites were big, huge Nephilim people. They were of the blue bloods. They were from the descendants of the Anunnaki. These are all the fake gods that they are using to promote the real gods. And so the real G has been replaced with the little G. A myth is a story, brothers and sisters. It's a parable. That's why Yahushua only taught in myths. Why? You mean to tell me Yahushua led to your confusion? Absolutely. The Bible doesn't convey, it conceals. Because if you buy it, Yahushua know you ain't serious. So God gives you a lie. And you believe it? Okay, yeah, he's not serious. Because if you're serious, you know it's a, come on, man. You know it's not right. So people tell me, so you did something wrong. You know it's wrong in your heart. And you don't know it's wrong. A myth is a story concerns deities or demigods that is explained in a rite or a ritual. That is a myth. We have deities and demigods. That's the babies of the Nephilim. So the offspring of the Nephilim, again, is an imaginary, fictitious thing. It is a false collection of belief that is justified through a social institution called the church. Now, brothers and sisters, everybody goes through this stage. Some of us stay in this stage. I don't recommend you stay in this stage, but I liked it. I don't know about you. I was forced to leave the church. They kicked me out, kicking and screaming. It was like, you don't understand. Gave me an identity. They gave me purpose. I was a black man with no culture, with no history. And another black man came and put his arms around me and says, I love you and I believe in you. Oh, man, I would take a bullet for my pastor. You don't understand. If my pastor would have said, here, brother, drink this cyanide, like Jim Jones, I'd be dead right now. Thankfully, before it got that bad, The Holy Spirit bust me upside the head with a spiritual 2x4 and said, Negro, wake up. And I did. So what we have is euhemerism. Euhemerism, again, is a mythological characters that have taken on historical character or a historical personality. And this altered retelling replaced the original. That's what this word means. This word, again, is based upon a true historical person. So when we look at this word, and I would like for you guys, again, this is just an introduction because where we're going, we're going to be talking about euhemerisms. For the rest of this year, we're talking about euhemerisms. So I need you to remember every time you listen to the next series that we do. Now, again, the plan is to do the series on the forbidden religion. I may do the series on marriage. I may do the series on the last Trump, Donald Trump. I'm still praying about how the Holy Spirit want me to, which direction to go next. What's the next series? Whichever it is, though, it is a misinterpretation of the historical events. It's a mythology. And so what we are doing is we want to literally go back and reverse, because what we have right now is a rationalization of a method of interpretation. We don't want to rationalize the truth. It is what it is. When you see a lion and he roars and he looks you in the eye and he sees you as supper, you don't need no rationalization. I don't have to debate. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to go over whether or not this lion. I don't have to use no rationalization. I don't need it because it's the truth. So a rationalization takes the truth and it waters it down. It takes the truth and it adds your interpretation. So God does not need you to interpret him. When you rationalize something, what you are doing is you are looking for the reasonable validation of the event. If I tell you that something happened, it was an actual event, you are looking to see if it's reasonable to your brain. It has nothing to do, it is unrelated to the truth. Let me say that again. It is unrelated to the truth. Let me say that again. It is unrelated to the truth. It is your reasonableness. You decide, if I tell you right now that it's sunny, 90 degrees outside, you can use your rationalization and you can see, is that reasonable and valid to me? You could, based upon your reasonableness, what you consider reasonable and what you consider rational or valid, you could determine that it's not 90 degrees outside because, again, it is unrelated to the truth. So what we have is a story that's unrelated to the truth. It is a rationalization based upon some other knucklehead. So we got an opinion. We have a plausible explanation of the truth. Is that what you, I don't want a plausible explanation of the truth. Just give me the truth, brother. I don't need you to water it down for me. I don't need King James rationalization of the truth. So we got the King James authorized version of the Bible. I don't need King James to invent a plausible explanation of the acts and the truth that took place. Thank you very much, King Jimmy. I understand you're a very learned individual, but my brain works. I'm going to use my spirit, and I'm going to allow the Ruach and the Pneuma to lead me and guide me. I don't need you to rationalize or to explain the facts. Just give me the facts. And the Ruach and the Pneuma will let me know if those facts are true or not. What we have, somebody has decided to think for you. Now, to a lot of folk, that's okay. Thank you, government. I don't need the United States government, although they got good intentions. I don't need the government to determine that fluoride in my water is best for me. Thank you, but appreciate you, but I make that determination for myself. I don't need the government to determine for me that they want to take all the seeds out of watermelons and all of the fruits, and now they will only provide me with seedless fruits. Now, I know you got good intentions, but I don't need you to decide. I don't need you to. You notice how this word, euhemerism, sound close to the word euthanasia? Euhemerism and euthanasia. You notice how those words are very similar? What is euthanasia? Euthanasia was somebody pulls alongside of you and assists you to your death. Brother, sister, do you need assistance with your death? Do you want me to euthanize you? That's what's going on. That's what we have. We have a system that helps speed up your death spiritually and physically. It is based upon euhemerism or euthanasia. You are being euthanized, brother. You have been euthanized, sister. It is my job to assist you with identifying so that way you can decide, you know what, thank you very much. I want to be euthanized. Please give me more chemtrails in the air. Please, can I get more fluoride in my water, please? Can I get more genetically modified organisms? Can I get more cray-cray stuff on TV? You know what? Can I get more love and hip-hop? Can I get more reality shows? Because I want to speed up my death. I'm ready to exit the place. Please give me more of this euhemerism. I'm here to expose euhemerism. Some people get angry and get upset because I'm here to expose that you got a watered-down version. Somebody else decided to think for you. I don't need that. Thank you very much. I appreciate your help, though. Appreciate the offer. But my brain, I like the fact that I'm a functional illiterate. I like the fact that I suck at math. I like the fact that I can't play a musical note. I like the fact that music has no impact on me unless I allow it. Language, you can curse me out. When I worked in the prison, I got cursed out in languages I didn't even know exist. What did it do to me? Did it make me angry? And why? It sounded funny. You ever got cursed out in Japanese? You ever get cursed out in Swahili? I got called everything from tree monkey to, man, you name it. It had no effect on me. So my brothers and my sisters, again, euhemerism is simply the rationalization of the truth by someone else. So that way it can be regurgitated or simulated by the masses. Euhemerism is somebody is taking facts and putting it in a place or in a manner that they think means good day or is good for you or it makes you phosphorus. It activates the phosphate in your DNA. That makes you prosperous. So somebody else is determining what is good for you. And then they give you the story that they think is best for you. It's not the truth, but it's a story that can make you feel good. We want you to be happy because that's what the word means. It means happy. So you want to be happy. My boy just came out with the song Happy. Well, not just came out. I've been out for a while. That's what this system wants you to be. They want you to be happy as they're assisting you to your death. If that's what you like, assalamu alaikum. Keep assimilating what is being promoted by the powers that be. However, if you're a little bit like me, if I go, I'm going to go at my choosing. You're not going to make me an alcoholic. If I want to be one, I'm going to go buy the alcohol myself, and I'm going to drink it. You're not going to con or swindle me and make me addicted. If I become addicted to something, it's because I choose to be addicted to it. I ain't going to be manipulated. It is my prayer that you are of the same mindset. My brothers and my sisters, again, all this week, we're just going to be laying the foundation for the upcoming series. We're going to be talking about some of the things that, again, when we get into the series, you're going to say, oh, wow, that's right. Brother Will did say that this is euhemerism. So when we're talking about the forbidden religions, we're going to talk about, okay, this is designed to activate the phosphate that holds my DNA together. Because, again, everybody talks about the four letters of the DNA, but they don't never talk about the fifth letter, the phosphate that's in there, and how it's activated to keep you on this frequency, to activate the root chakra instead of the crown chakra. So if you don't understand this, you don't understand the story that's been presented. That's designed to activate the root chakra. You don't need to. You don't understand the importance of the true story that activates the crown chakra. Somebody ain't being authentic. My brothers and my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams to dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.